You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. This is Paul requesting the church to pray for him, and he gave them a specific prayer request that he was asking, and that is for utterance. For utterance. The gospel is different from every other body of knowledge on the face of the earth. The gospel is not organized knowledge that you can simply put in a box and bring out whenever you need it. The gospel is truth that every time it is being spoken, it must be spoken in the power and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Every single time you preach the gospel, without the power and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, it is mere talk. It is simply lecture. That is why nobody can become expert in the preaching of the gospel. Nobody can be in control. You could see Paul himself requesting for prayer for utterance. Is it that Paul didn't understand the gospel? Is it that he doesn't know what to teach or what to preach? He knew what to preach, but he understood very clearly that except it is said in the power and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, it is a waste of time. It is not going to affect anybody. That is the difference between the gospel and lecturing, between preaching the gospel and lecturing, between any other body of knowledge on the face of the earth. That's why you don't need to be an expert to tell people about Jesus. You only need to depend on the Lord and open your mouth and speak. You may know certain things, but there must be utterance. No matter what you know, in fact, no matter what the Holy Spirit has revealed to you in the scripture, at the point of delivery, at the point where you want to say it, there is a need for fresh unction. There is a need for the Holy Ghost. There is a need for His wisdom at that particular moment. Just like I'm recording this 5 minutes daily devotion now. If there is no utterance, I will have to delete it because it is not going to bless anybody. I have an idea of the text that I want to use. But before I began, I asked him, I said, Lord, give me utterance. It is that part of the Holy Spirit that makes this word to become potent in the heart of men. So just open your mouth and tell people about Jesus. You will discover that as you speak, a time will come, you will enter into a kind of conversation. You will have a kind of saying that suddenly the whole atmosphere changes and then the person begins to look at you. What has happened is that God is now giving you utterance. That's why there is no expert. You see, that's the danger with people that preaches by notes, that they write so many things down that they want to go and say. Except at the point of that delivery, there was still utterance. They will just be merely giving lectures. They will just be writing points. They will tell you, number one, write this down. So you just see everybody writing down. Lives will not be changed. Nothing will be transformed. He will load them with a lot of things. Yet another person will come. Out of maybe 15 scriptures that this person had used to lecture people, another person will come and take one scripture, take only one verse of that scripture, and we begin to speak. And before you know it, people may begin to cry and weep for their sin and begin to repent and begin to turn to the Lord. That is utterance. Anytime, whether you are a Sunday school teacher, anytime you want to teach, or you are teaching children, or you are a Bible study leader, or you are evangelizing, you must constantly be depending and asking the Holy Spirit for utterance. Without utterance, the gospel can never be delivered. Otherwise, it will be empty words that is just being spoken into the air. There has to be utterance every single time. There is no time that The gospel does not require utterance to be spoken. Every single time you want to record a message, you want to preach a message, you want to talk to somebody about the gospel, you may depend on God. Because, you know, Paul understood that this gospel is a mystery. He said to make known the mystery of the gospel. It is utterance that reveals the mystery of the gospel. It's not the fact that, oh, I know so much. No, it's not about your knowledge. You will learn. You will study to show yourself approved. You will know how to rightly divide the word of God. But at every single time that you want to speak, there has to be utterance. Now, do you know the problem with a lot of Christian parents? Why they are not usually successful in producing born-again children? Is that they speak about the word of God to these children without utterance. You don't know that your five-year-old that you want to teach the Bible, you need utterance to teach that five-year-old. If I want to teach my daughter, I'm asking God, I say, Lord, what do I say? How do I say it? I can see the scripture. It looks simple. It looks like something I can just say. But I don't just say it because I know it's not going to do anything to her. It's simply going to be indoctrination. But when there is utterance, it becomes a revelation. It becomes powerful. It becomes potent. That child will be transformed gradually into the likeness of Jesus. The child is not going to become religious because every child that is raised to be religious will eventually become rebellious. But when a child is raised to be spiritual, the child will become Christ-like. And it takes utterance to be able to do that. So when we tell parents that raise your children in the way of the Lord, teach them the word of God, they will say they are doing it. But they are not doing it. But they don't know that they are not doing it. They think that just opening the Bible and just talking is what we mean. No, you must have revelation. You must have utterance. That is how you can raise children to be godly. That training them in the way of the Lord, it requires utterance. Every single time you are opening your mouth to speak to those children, there is need for utterance. If you don't have utterance, you will only be making them to become religious and they will eventually become rebellious because religion does not lead to God. It is Christ that leads us to God. So you need revelation. Don't say, oh, they are too small. So I don't need a revelation. I don't need utterance. No. There anybody you want to discuss the gospel with, there has to be utterance. The Holy Spirit must breathe upon your tongue at that moment. He must give you wisdom. He must give you words. Any preacher will tell you, many times when I want, all the time, say, when I want to preach, when I open the Bible and I start preaching, I'm not yet in the Spirit usually at that moment. But few seconds, few minutes into the talk is when I sense the Holy Spirit. That's when I release myself fully. I cooperate with him. I know this is no longer me. In fact, many times, many of the things that I will be saying when I'm preaching, when I finish preaching, I go back myself to hear it because it was at the point of preaching, I was also hearing some of those things. And then I go back to go and check it. That is utterance. That's what changes people. So I know that that word will affect people because even me preaching it, it's affecting me. It was burning me. So I know that it will burn the people also that were listening to me. There is a need for utterance. As a child of God, you need utterance. I pray God will grant you utterance in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.